Danny Barnes on the Saturday Cafe from the CD Songs for the River. That is Caveman. And joining me in the studio today are a musician who is on Songs for the River, David Jacob Strain, long time no see.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Welcome back. And Kat Kane, who is a member of Artists for Action, the organization that put this project together. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us.
How did this project come together, and what is its scope? What's it intended for? How did it happen, and what's it doing?
Okay. Well, I'll start by explaining that our group is called Artists for Action, and I'm the director. We were formed to solve environmental problems by advocating sustainable solutions, and we do it through creative collaboration with artists. And we have started this Save the Salmon project because it's one of the most urgent problems in the Northwest right now. All species of Northwest salmon are on the endangered species list and are in direct threat of going extinct. So because their populations have continued to decline despite the failed fixes that they have promoted and millions of dollars being spent, so time is really running out for the salmon, and this is the last chance for salmon. So our group has gotten involved to try and bring public support and also educate the public about what they can do to help salmon. And this CD is just part of a larger project that we're doing, which includes a screenplay we're promoting and a petition, signature petition we have going. And we actively have an educational outreach to schools and other community events, as well as our website. And it all promotes saving the salmon and lets folks know what they can do to help the salmon.
What can I do as a civilian?
As a civilian?
To help? Yeah.
Well,
is there any changes that I can make in my everyday life that will reverberate upstream, as it were?
Well, this can be looked at in an ecosystem context in which everything is connected. And actually, the health of the salmon is integrally connected with the health of the whole ecosystem. The salmon itself supports about 230 different species of plants and animals throughout the ecosystem. And that particular resource, the salmon, has supported the Indian cultures and our fisheries for hundreds of years. But now, unless there's a change in policies, they probably will go extinct in our lifetime. So the things that the ordinary person can do vary from things like conserving water and making sure that you don't dump anything into streams or nearby that might pollute it, to writing your own senators or the governor, or like we're doing, putting a petition forward or signing a petition that would say that we want to the government to do everything possible to save salmon, and we won't accept extinction as an option.
How did the CD come into existence? Whose idea was that, and how did you get all these people? I mean, Pete Seeger and, well, Curtis Salgado, of course, has a local link, as does David, but people like the Ducks, who are from Canada, Jackson Brown, Ani DeFranco, that's a pretty impressive playlist.
Let's not forget Don Henley, Amos Lee, and Jackson Brown.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It's a phenomenal collaboration, and it perfectly exemplifies what our group is trying to do. Each of these artists is very environmentally aware, and so we were pleasantly surprised to see that virtually everybody we asked to lend us a song wanted to save the salmon and helped, even, like you said, even big national acts. And we also wanted to include some of our best local artists on this. And, of course, David is a lead-off on our CD. We're so proud of him. And we have folks like Alice DiMaselli and Leroy Bell and Danny Barnes that you just played that are all from the Northwest, as well as Curtis. So it's a good collaboration of local artists and national artists that all really want to help the earth and speak up to save the salmon and alert the public that they need to get involved and help them figure out what we can all do together to save the salmon.
So, David, how, from the artist side of it, how did this appear to you? What happened?
Well, Kat had come up to me at a gig and asked if I might be interested in contributing a track, and thanks to her dedication and perseverance and patience, we finally were able to make it happen. The song that I was able to contribute, Ocean or Teardrop, is a song that I recorded a number of years ago. This is the live version, right, that we ended up going with, which is just a guitar and voice and harmonica. You know, for me growing up in Eugene in the Northwest, this was not a hard sell. I think not only has so many parts of our economy been dependent on salmon, but it's so clear that salmon has more than just economic or symbolic value. But as Scott was talking about, when you look at the ecosystem, if the salmon aren't healthy, it's a sign of something much bigger.
If the salmon aren't happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah. So if we want to make, you know, an environmental impact that can sort of spread out, I think it's a great cause. It's important, and for me to get to be part of this with a bunch of artists that I admire, it's a no brainer.
Well, I would like to play your track from this album next. This is David Jacob Strain's song, Ocean or a Teardrop, on the Saturday Cafe.
Fire.